What's up, man? Alright, guys. Today's video is titled, We Live in an Attention-Based Economy. So, I was supposed to go get my hair straightened today. I do the Japanese hair straightening, as you guys know. Unfortunately, the big bridge we have went out, so they had to reroute all traffic to the small bridge. Here in small town USA, if you want to get out of this small town, you have to take the bridges. So if the big main bridge is out, you are literally a sitting duck in small town USA. Especially with all the New Yorkers and people moving here to get rid of Scamarona. Not to mention, winter season is coming upon us in Florida. So all the snowbirds, they leave New York and they come down here. So I've been here for 41 years, guys. I've never seen traffic this bad. This traffic is worse than LA. So, you know, imagine something, you know, nuclear bomb falls, power plant is out. You have to get out of this city, man. You're going to be literally a sitting duck in this city. Just 15 years ago, man, 15 years ago, most roads here were dirt roads. Most places were not even developed just 15, 20 years ago. But now, man, we're a fucking big city with traffic jams, and it's getting bigger, it's getting worse. It's no longer small town USA. You know, it has a small town feel to it still. But as you guys can see, it is really becoming a big town. And like I said, if the big bridge goes out like it did today, I've been in traffic for over an hour and a half. And I think I only traveled like 2 miles in an hour and a half. I mean, this is fucking worse than fucking LA. So this just goes to show you, man, if you live in a small town or what you think is a small town, and all of a sudden a bridge goes out, a major road goes out, it will actually be worse than living in a big city, because at least the big city has some off-ramps and roads built for that purpose of getting rid of too much traffic. But in a small town, in a small city where they only have one bridge, one road, and that goes out, man, you are better off being in a big city at that point. Which reminds me, man, I know a lot of us tell you, live in a small city, live in a small city. Guys, when shit hits the fan, you need to be living in fucking literally in the middle of nowhere. Let me say that again. When shit hits the fan, like end of the world scenario, Armageddon, you need to be living literally in the middle of nowhere. Even small town, in fact, I would venture to say small town USA might even be worse than a big city, because at least a big city, again, it has resources, it has multiple roads and infrastructure. But small town USA, man, things here will go out of stock really quick. So, yeah, man, if you're planning for Armageddon like I am, you need to be literally in the middle of nowhere to properly survive. Anyways, going back to the point of this video. We live in an attention-based economy. Alright, guys, so, like Sandman said in one of his recent videos, look, the guy who's walking, this guy is going quicker than any of us. Look at that. Motherfucker is walking, and yet he's going quicker than any of us. You know, guys, when God decides to knock Western civilization the fuck out, going back to walking and horses probably is going to be the thing, man. I'm telling you guys, when God knocks us the fuck out, see that guy over there, man? That guy got it right, you know? So, yeah. Get a horse. Get some comfortable boots like Terrence Pop says. You know, maybe try to grow your own damn food. Get a gun, bow and arrow. Maybe get a fishing rod like me. Go fishing. Hopefully you catch fish, unlike me. But yeah, man, when God knocks the Western civilization the fuck out, we're gonna go back to horses, walking, and hunting and growing your own damn food. Anyways, like I was saying, we live in an attention-based economy right now, guys. Like Sandman said, right now it's not enough to have money anymore, okay? You need to have status. This is why you see a lot of people doing YouTube lives, they're live streaming all the time. It's because if you are not constantly in the moment, people will forget who you are. Okay, let me say that one more time. If you are not constantly in the moment, people will forget who you are. So I'm seeing a lot of people out there, they're live streaming. They're always sending you out emails saying, hey, I'm live, I'm gonna be live 5 days a week. You know, these people know the second that you're not live, they're gonna go give their attention to someone else, right? And what you guys need to understand in this process of living in an attention-based economy, at the end of the day, the attention really doesn't mean much unless they're making money out of you. So I want you guys out there to understand is that a lot of people out there, they're gonna want to make money off of you based in an attention-based economy, okay? So a lot of you guys out there, you're gonna get scammed. You're gonna have a lot of grifters. So the point of this video that I wanna make to you is that do not get scammed. Do not fall into the whole FOMO, fear of missing out. Guys, if you're MGTOW, you are already on the proper course if you are MGTOW, okay? Do not fall into other people out there. You know, there are grifters out there telling you, oh, if you buy my course, you're gonna be a millionaire. If you're gonna do this, you're gonna be a millionaire. If you're gonna do that, you're gonna get all the hot bitches. The guys who are already millionaires, for example, you know, the guy who wrote the book, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he actually became a millionaire, a bona fide millionaire, by the sales of the book and not actually by him doing any real work to make him a millionaire. So a lot of these people out there who do become big, they become big simply by scamming you and promising you that if you buy their shit, you are gonna end up like them as well, which cannot be further from the truth. Okay, looks like we're coming to the end of this debacle over here. I'm actually gonna go fucking back to Starbucks, or I might go to the Beta Male Cafe, man, because the guy sent me a text saying, hey man, we can reschedule to Friday. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool, bro. Friday is fine. I'll come back on Friday then. That's totally fine. So even though we're coming to the end of this fucking 2 hour fucking traffic, I'm going to do a U-turn and go back to either the Beta Male Cafe or Starbucks, man. So anyways, like I was saying, a lot of these people who made it big, they're not offering you any, even though she's a service aide, she's not a real police officer, might as well put the camera down. So like I was saying, guys, a lot of these people out there, they didn't do any real work, okay? They simply got to where they are by saying, hey, you want pussy? You want money? Buy my products, okay? You guys need to understand two very important things, okay? Unless you are willing to be... You know what? Let me make a U-turn and get the fuck out of here. I'm gonna make a U-turn. I'm gonna go back to Starbucks or the Beta Male Cafe, man. Like I said... See all that traffic down there, man, you probably can't see it, but all that traffic down there, they're all going to the small bridge, man. So that's what I was telling you, man. Once you get, I'm gonna show you right now. See all that traffic? They're going to the small bridge, you know? This is what happens when you live in a big town that only has one road or like one major bridge and that shit goes out. I can't leave town, guys, you know. Small town USA, I cannot leave small town USA unless I had my fucking personal helicopter. Heck, if I wanted to go to the airport right now to get the fuck out, I can't. I mean, the only way I can go to the airport would be if I had a fucking motorcycle or a scooter and I just went in between the car. Which reminds me, guys, okay? If you have to get out of small town USA or any town for that matter, get yourself a motherfucking scooter, okay? You need something that can get you out of town in an emergency mode. So you guys out there watching this shit, get yourself a cheap motorcycle, get yourself a cheap scooter, you know, learn how to drive it, obviously, but save it only for emergencies when you need to get the fuck out of town. Okay, I know Aaron Clary, he bought a electric scooter that goes like, I think the electric scooter goes like 45 miles on a charge, something like that. So, guys, consider getting a motorcycle or better yet, a scooter. You know, that way you get 50, 60 miles on gas. And probably get yourself like a couple of gallons of gas, because when shit hits the fan, guys, the most important thing is for you to get out as quickly and as far away as possible. If I had a motorcycle right now, guys, I'd be sitting in the chair getting my hair done with the Japanese hair straightening if I had a freaking motorcycle or scooter. So end of day scenario, guys, motorcycle, scooter, couple of gallons of gas that you can, you know, probably, you know, safely secure it somewhere, okay? Outside of getting yourself a motherfucking horse, you know, the horse would probably be the ultimate way to get the fuck out of town and make sure you don't run out of power and you don't run out of gas for your scooter or electric bike for that matter. You know, when God decides to knock the fuck out of a civilization, we go back to the Stone Age, man. So again, walking, horse, camping, growing, hunting your own food, we're gonna go back to those days, guys. And yeah, like I said, you know, if this if there was a terrorist attack or a nuclear bomb that took out the main road or the big bridge, we're gonna be sitting ducks in small town USA for probably weeks, month, or maybe even forever. You don't know, man. You don't know. In an end of the world scenario where Armageddon happens, fucking nuclear bomb takes out a bridge, it takes out a fucking road, or takes out a whole shit of things, you might be stuck where you are, you know, forever. You know, you might die where you are, you know. So it's all about being nimble. It's all about having quick access to a mode of transport to get the fuck out of there, you know. Have a rod with you at all times. Maybe have a small fishing net with you at all times, you know. The good thing about small town, you look, man, where I'm at here in small town USA, real talk, okay, guys? The good thing about small town USA, where I'm at right now, is that even if I have to be stuck here in small town USA, I can go to the river and catch fish from there with my fishing rod and net. In fact, I'm gonna go to the river right now. I'm gonna show you guys in real time that shit hits the fan and you're stuck in the place you are, you can get fish, okay? I'm gonna go to the river right now just to show you. Anyways, going back to what I was saying about people who are taking advantage of you, who are telling you, oh man, if you buy my books, you go to my boot camp, you call me up on the phone for an hour where I'll tell you, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha, and you pay me $1,000. All these guys made it big simply because they promised you that if you follow them, you too can be rich, you too can be famous. None of these people actually ever made their real money doing hard work, okay? On this channel, guys, we're not about scamming, we're not about grifting. We're all about doing the hard work, okay? As you guys know, I own and run MGTOW TV, Gibson, bro. Man, I was actually working on a feature today that TFM requested, man. I was actually working on it before I left to the Japanese place, but like I told you guys, I had to reschedule my Japanese hair appointment because the fucking bridge went out. I'll be going there, God willing, on Friday, which is like, well, what's today? Monday, Tuesday? Yeah, I'll be going there on Friday. But like I said, guys, you know, I'm busy working. You know, I wasn't planning on doing this video. When I was stuck in traffic, I was like, you know what, man? You've been here for fucking 2 hours. At least do something productive. So I wasn't planning on doing this video today because I'm busy. You know, I'm actually doing something called real work, okay? So anyways, going back to what I was telling you about these scam artists and these grifters who don't do any work. I mean, you look at yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. Other than taking out a video and telling you, yo guys, you want pussy? Call me up for $1,000 an hour. What real work did he do? You know, you look at that curry sale. What's his name? Fucking Hamza. You know, what real work did Hamza do other than telling you guys, hey man, if you want pussy, fucking call me up or buy my courses, you know? Again, a lot of these people out there, they're not doing any real work. And let me tell you something, guys. Going to the gym is not real work. I know a lot of you guys are going to say, yo, Omar, going to the gym is real work. I get it. You know, you go to the gym, you fucking, you know, you put in actual work. But that's not real work, okay? You can be a fat, out of shape slob and you can go online and do real work, okay? You guys need to know what real work is. Real work is when you benefit other people. Going to the gym and getting ripped does not benefit other people. It only benefits you, okay? For example, with MGTOW TV, that's real work. How is that real work? Because people are using MGTOW TV to make a to make money, to make a living. You guys out there are enjoying content that you will never ever be able to see on LoserTube because they'll take it down. So real work is when other people benefit from you. They benefit mainly financial and having access to content, products and services they don't have anywhere else. Taking out your camera going, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha, you want pussy, call me up for $1,000 an hour. That's not fucking real work, guys. That's fucking grifting and scamming people, okay? So, you guys watching this, do not get caught up in the whole attention-based economy where you constantly have to have attention. For example, Amaranth, you know, that fucking Sharmuta Amaranth who made tens of millions of dollars, you know, on Twitch and selling her pussy online. She came out and she said, oh, my, I have a husband and he's abusing me. Guys, that's fucking attention. She's whoring for attention, you know. There's even talk that Tom Brady and fucking Sylvester Stallone, who were getting divorced or supposedly getting divorced, that they were simply attention seeking, you know. I, Amr Metwali, I never knew who the fuck Tom Brady was until I watched videos of people making videos about his fucking divorce, right? You know, I know who the fuck Sylvester Stallone is, but I really don't follow, but I really don't, you know, keep Sylvester Stallone in mind until people actually made videos about his divorce. Now, there's talk that David Beckham might be getting a divorce from his wife. So, a lot of these people out there, man, there's a big chance that all of this is simply attention seeking more than actually anything really going on. I mean, I don't believe for a second that fucking Amaranth has a husband who's been making her do all this shit for her, you know, for her entire adult life. That's fucking bullshit, man. So I think a lot of this stuff out there is attention seeking. And another thing you guys have to keep in mind about us Jews, okay? We Jews always, you know, when it comes to us Jews, look at this hand. Look at this hand. Look. Look at this hand, right? Look at this hand. Yeah. Look here, Goy. Look here. Yeah. Tom Brady's gonna get divorced. Amaranth has a husband. Guys, what the fuck does it matter if Amaranth has a husband or not? You know, there's a simp who fucking sent her $3,000 and he wants some money back because he thought that Amaranth was single. Bro, are you telling me that Amaranth would have hooked up with you if she was single? Come on, man. But, oh, fuck. I think somebody's trying to call me. Oh, fuck. You know, guys, there's a lot of spammers out there. Real talk, man. Oh, look. Real motherfucking talk, guys. Real motherfucking talk, okay? This is a river, guys, okay? This is where I come fishing. You know, if shit hits the fan, guys, I can actually walk here, okay? Or we have a bicycle at the house, you know? So if shit hits the fan, man, I can hop on my bicycle. It's only, 2 miles, maybe 3 miles away from my house. So this place is like, maybe 20 minutes by bicycle. So I can come here with my bicycle. I have my trusty fishing rod. I can fish for shrimp. Not shrimp, but mullet, shit like that, you know. I got my net with me, you know, and I can freeze, you know. I can get tons of mullet from here, put them in the fucking freezer, so I don't even have to use the net every time I come here to get fish. So I can come here, get shitload of fish with my net, freeze it, you know, and you can eat mullet, believe it or not, you know. You can actually get some tasty fish with a freaking net. So guys, so let's say there's an Armageddon situation and I'm gonna be stuck in small town USA forever. Really? All I need is my fucking bicycle, my fishing rod over here, my casting net, which weighs like, probably 10 pounds. That's really nothing. I can fucking put it in my backpack. And then the fish, you know, I can put the fish in a backpack too. Yeah, it's probably gonna stink, but it's not gonna stink any more than your typical feefail. So, yeah, guys, I mean, end of the world scenario, as long as you have a river where you can get fish from, or if you're the hunting type. I'm not the hunting type. We have tons of rabbit around here and deer. In an end of the world scenario, small town USA will work out for us simply because we have a lot of rain. You don't have to worry about freezing to death here in Florida. So small town USA will work for you only if you don't plan on buying food from the stores, only if you don't plan on leaving town, because again, as you guys saw, if one bridge goes out, you're literally stuck in this town. You can't go anywhere, you know. So anyways, going back to what I was saying about the attention-based economy, these people out there, man, they're just scamming you. They're just grifting off of you. You guys out there, you need to stay the course. And another thing, man, I've been getting a lot of phone calls from Indians, okay? Let me tell you something, guys. You probably found this out by now. Indians are the biggest scammers on the face of the earth, okay? They're worse than Nigerians, you know? Nigerians, you know, they'll send you a fucking email saying, I'm a Nigerian prince, give me your bank account details so I can send you my money there for you to keep it for me. But Indians, you know, they're hella more clever than fucking Nigerians, you know. This is why you got that fucking grifter, Hamza, out there scamming all these fucking young incels, thinking to themselves, oh man, if I know how to talk to a girl, if I approach a girl and I tell her, I love you, I've been thinking about you, she's gonna love me too. It's like, no, bro, that's how you fucking end up in prison for the rest of your life for being a fucking stalker and a potential rapist. But again, a lot of people out there, guys, are fucking misguided. You know, scamming is, you know, right now, guys, scamming is at an all-time high. And it's only going to get worse, guys. I get a lot of phone calls every day from Indians saying, oh, you want insurance? We give you insurance. You want free money? We give you free money. You want us to work on your website? We work on your website. It's like, no, bro. Guys, you've seen it yourself. Every time I make a fucking video, some fucking Indian scammer has to call me trying to fucking scam me. Guys, right now, scamming is bad and it's only gonna get worse. You know, if I, Amer Metwali, ever become a president, I'll make a fucking law that says if you are a fucking scammer, especially one of these scammers who call by phone, death penalty. No judge, no jury. If you call and you say, hello, I'm a scammer, can I scam you today? You fucking get your head chopped off and put on a fucking pike for the world to see. This is how much I hate fucking scammers who call you, you know? It's like, dude, I'm making a fucking video. I'm in the middle of updating MGTOW TV. Why the fuck you calling me for, bro? Wasting my time. Honestly, these robocallers, they need the fucking death penalty, man. And they need the death penalty in the worst way possible. Gouge out their eyes, chop off their body parts, and let them die in the middle of the wilderness. That's what these fucking phone scammers really need. So, you guys out there need to understand, man. Scamming will only get worse because there's a lot of desperate people out there, you know. There's a lot of desperate people out there for money, you know. This is why a lot of people out there are very, very scared from YouTube. You know, imagine you're a big-time YouTuber. You're making a lot of money off of YouTube. And then Susan says, oh, I don't like you because you said Zionists are scumbags. Or because you said Scamarona is a way Jews want to kill Goyim. Then guess what? They're just going to delete your channel and boom, shaka, laka, 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 laka. You're not going to make money anymore, you know. So what's going to happen to your lifestyle then? You know, you guys know when I started doing YouTube, I had a super duper big channel. We were growing 200 subscribers a day. I was making hundreds of dollars off of Google ads, and then Susan was like, oh hell no. She deleted my channel and I never ever went back to even a fraction of my initial YouTube channel. This just goes to show you guys that when the Zionists put you on that naughty list, you will never ever succeed with them, you know. I started the Muslim Copper channel. I started the Beast from the Middle East channel. Yeah, we had some success in the beginning, but once Susan was like, oh, yeah, I know what you're doing, boom, shaka laka laka laka. Guess what? You know, even though they didn't delete my Muslim Copper channel, they didn't delete my Beast from the Middle East channel, once they put you on the hit and that naughty list, it's over for you when it comes to trying to make money off of the Zionist, okay? This is why I did MGTOW TV. Also, guys, coincidentally, I'm going to be working on a new platform very soon. And the new platform, guys, it's going to pretty much be MGTOW TV or WUTUBE.TV, but it's solely gonna be for live streaming and super chats. So pretty much I'm gonna make Twitch TV, but it's only gonna be for live streams and what you may call it, super chats, because, you know, believe it or not, guys, what's keeping me, Amr Mitwali, from shutting down MGTOW TV is the super chats. You know, you guys out there watching this, you know, our two biggest streamers are TFM and Terrence Pop, okay? If it wasn't for these guys live streaming on MGTOW TV, I probably would have had to shut down MGTOW TV probably a year ago. I would definitely have had to shut down MGTOW TV recently if it wasn't for Terrence Pop and TFM live streaming. And, you know, like I said, I made a video a couple of weeks ago telling you that my CPA is saying, yo, Amr, if you don't start making a profit on MGTOW TV, the IRS might say, hey, man, this is a fucking hobby. You know, that $30,000-$40,000 you're making a year, which is super chat money, by the way, it's not my money. They're gonna be like, hey man, you owe us taxes on, you know, $30,000-$40,000, which I obviously don't have. So, and then we had to get a new server, because our old server ran out of space. So right now, guys, my cost for MGTOW TV is a little bit over $900 a month. Okay, between super chats and whatever little money we're making off of the subscriptions like Pro and shit like that, we are making about $300 a month, okay? So there is $600 every month I have to spend out of my own pocket, okay? $600 every month I have to spend out of my own pocket. If that number gets any bigger, then MGTOW TV is simply not going to be viable in the long run. I mean, with me, Amr Mitwali, you know, with that deficit, I'll just put on the gig app and I'll go out, do a couple of deliveries, those fucking DoorDash or Uber Eats, and I'll make up, you know, that $600. But if, let's say, that $600 ends up becoming, you know, $1,000 or $2,000, then, you know, I can work DoorDash, you know, 24 hours, and I'm not going to make, you know, $2,000 to make up for the cost. So I know a lot of you guys out there been telling me, Amr, you should make, like, a GoFundMe for MGTOW TV. It's probably going to come to that. I really, really don't want to do a GoFundMe for MGTOW TV, because at the end of the day, you know, this is a business, it's not a charity, but also at the same time, man, the content we have on MGTOW TV, you know, all those videos, you know, all the videos you guys watch on MGTOW TV, they're stored somewhere, okay? Not only are they stored somewhere, which cost us money, but we have to have a sysadmin who makes sure that our servers work. So yeah, there are real world costs to MGTOW TV. You know, YouTube, they don't charge you for watching videos because, well, they're on the stock market and they got all that goyim money, you know. Not to mention, YouTube sells your data to everybody. They sell your data to the FBI. Obviously, we at MGTOW TV, we don't give out your data to anybody, you know. We don't give out your data to the FBI or the government. Now, if the government says, hey, man, you gotta give us this data or we're gonna shoot you in the back of the head, you know, that might be a different story. But at MGTOW TV, we do not sell anybody's data whatsoever. In fact, we really don't collect any data from any of you guys other than a username and email address. Even the credit card information, that's not saved with us. You know, we don't save credit card data. That's with, you know, the credit card processing company. So at the end of the day, guys, when it comes to doing real work, there is costs. There are real world costs to doing real work. You're either gonna spend time or money. Let me say that one more time, okay? You're either gonna spend time or money, okay? If you're gonna be a truck driver and you wanna make $10,000 a month as a truck driver, you're gonna have to work 60, 70 hours a week. That's just how it is, okay? If you want to run a successful video sharing platform where you get money from it, you're gonna have to put in your own money and, quite frankly, time. You know, these grifters out there like Hamza and Yo, homie, yo, you know, grabbing, taking out your video and saying, yo, homie, yo, I'm Alpha, call me for $1,000 an hour so I can tell you how to get bitches. That's not real work, man. Real work is you putting in time and maybe even money. That's real work. Anything other than that is fucking grifting, you know? Again, taking out a video, for example, you know, the average video of yo, homie, yo, and Hamza is like, what, 10 minutes, 15 minutes? That's not real work, man. You know? You can shoot, and you know, these guys don't even edit their videos, you know? It's not even a professional video. I mean, yo, homie, yo, was actually doing video in portrait mode up until like a couple of months ago. So, you guys out there gotta understand, man, there's no such thing as easy money unless you are willing to scam innocent people. Let me tell you that one more time. There's no such thing as easy money unless you are willing to scam innocent people, okay? Now, I have morals, I have dignity, I have integrity, I have honor. I can't do that, guys. I cannot scam innocent people, you know. I also own givesendbro.com. Guys, let me tell you something, okay? I can turn givesendbro into givesendho, and guess what? I'll be driving a Bugatti right now. Guys, if I started out with give, send, ho, rather than give, send, bro, I'll be in a motherfucking Bugatti right this second. Why? Because you're gonna get all these dirty sharmutas who sell their pussy on OnlyFans. You know, OnlyFans takes 20%. We only take 5%. So all these dirty sharmutas selling their pussy on OnlyFans, guess what? They can come over to give, send, ho, and they save 15%, you know? Imagine you're making $1 million a month, you know? I hear that fucking Amaranth is now saying, oh, my evil husband made me do this. Yeah, right, bitch. You know, I hear Amaranth is making like $1 million a month on fucking OnlyFans, okay? If she's making if she's grossing $1 million a month, that means $200,000 is going to the platform. If she was with us, that would be how much? How much? Okay, so she's making $10 million a month. 20% is 200,000. How much is 5% of a million? 50,000, you know? So let's say Amaranth sells her pussy on givesendho.com. She will be giving us $50,000 a month compared to $200,000 a month that fucking OnlyFans takes. So imagine if Amaranth has $150,000 a month saved. You know, if Amaranth actually came over to give Saint Bro and started selling her pussy there, she'll be saving $150,000 a month. You know, $150,000 a month, guys. I mean, $150,000 a month. You know, some people don't make $150,000 in fucking 3 years. She'll be saving $150,000 a month if she simply goes to givesinbro.com. Now, the $1 trillion question you guys are probably asking is, hey, Amar, why don't you have givesinho.com and not driving around in a Bugatti? Guys, it's haram to be a pimp, okay? Having women sell their pussy is haram, okay? You cannot sell pussy. Hence the reason I don't make those sex videos you guys been looking for with Yogi Ob's mom. Oh no, oh no, oh God. Okay, seems good. Okay, yeah, they're good. I thought they were gonna start, you know, revving up their engines and seeing who has a bigger cock, shit like that. You know, I took notice something, guys. The bigger the truck, the smaller the guy driving it is. Honestly, you know, here in small town USA, guys, we have a lot of people who have like these fucking monster trucks. And the guy who steps out of the monster truck is like fucking 5'2", 5'3", you know. Even Yogi Obes is actually taller than him, you know. This is the world that we live in today, man. So many scams going on. Guys, the only way for you to actually make money today is through the haram way, you know. Scamming people, selling pussy. The only way you can make money today, guys, is through haram methods. You know, trying to make money from halal, trying to make money the honest way is so fucking hard, guys. It's almost next to impossible, you know. You know, when I drove cab back in the day, man, it's so fucking hard to make money. You know, you work 60, 70 hours a day and you're still behind on fucking rent, you know. So the only way for you to make money today is one of two things, man. Either you become a scam artist and you take advantage of people, or you do something haram like selling pussy pics like OnlyFans models do. The only other way to make halal money nowadays, man, is that you have to be very, very lucky, you know. It's not just smart work, hard work. It's about being very, very lucky. And you guys have to ask yourself the question, man. Is it worth it for me to spend all this time, all this brain power, all this money on hopefully becoming big? Or should I just live a minimal lifestyle? So you guys out there watching this video, man, unless you want to become a pimp, unless you want to become a scam artist, so unless you're going to become a scammer, or you're willing to do something haram, you have to ask yourself the question, man. Should I live a minimal lifestyle and work on demand just enough to get by? Or should I put in the effort, a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of brain power, with the hopes that maybe, just maybe, one day it pays off? You know, for you guys out there who are, you know, in your 50s and 60s and older, you know, in your day it was probably easier to make money, okay? But for all the young people out there, especially the millennials and the next group of people, it's impossible to make halal money. I don't want to say it's damn near impossible, but it's damn near impossible for somebody who is young and hasn't made money to make money. I mean, the only way for young people, you know, it's like those songs from the 90s about, you know, the rappers who say the only way to feed their kids is to sell drugs and shit like that. You know, it's kind of becoming like this for pretty much everybody. I mean, the only way for you to really make money nowadays, assuming you haven't already done that money like back in the 80s and 90s like my parents did, the only way for you to make money nowadays is, you know, selling drugs, selling pussy, or just becoming a flat-out scammer slash grifter. I mean, yeah, it's becoming really hard to make money. This is why I'm telling you guys out there, man, do not get caught up in the whole attention-based economy, because a lot of these people out there, man, I mean, guys, what's the first thing scammers do, especially women, right? What's the first thing women do when they get like a decent following on YouTube? They immediately put their Cash App, they immediately set up a Patreon, they immediately say, hey, you want dating advice? Book a $1,000 consultation with me, man. You know, you guys are not benefit. I mean, who the fuck is gonna benefit? I mean, what benefit do you guys get from giving some Sharmuta money? You're gonna get nothing from it, you know? TFM, he has a $5 a month subscription for his Monkey Minute update on the stock market. Guys, there's people who are making actually money off of TFM because they take his advice. Now, TFM is not a financial consultant. He's not a stock analyst. I mean, I'm not either. He clearly says that in his bio when you guys go to his Subscribestar or Gibson Bro. But there are people making money off of TFM because, you know, he's giving you real facts that can potentially make you money if you decide to follow up on it and actually do something called using your brain. But what type of benefit are you gonna get Cash App and some whore like Amaranth $3,000, you know? What benefit are you gonna get from joining some Sharmuta's Patreon, giving her $5 or $10 a month? Even if you give a whore a dollar a month, I mean, what are you getting in return, man? I mean, seriously, what benefit are you getting in return when you sign up to some Sharmuta's Patreon? I mean, you're not getting anything in return. I mean, you look at this Roma Army girl. The bitch is selling fucking nudes on Patreon. The bitch is making, what's her name? What was her name again? Roma Army is making $30,000 a month on Patreon. And at the end of the day, she hates men. She's a rabid feminist. But she comes out and she tells you incels what you want to hear. And you guys support her because she's on our side. And then, you know, you guys pay her $100 a month to see her fucking nudes. I mean, man, things are, man, I mean, the only people who have this shit right is us MGTOWs, man. We got this shit right, you know. Guys, do not get caught up in this whole attention-based economy where somebody tells you, hey, man, if you follow me, you give me money, you too will be rich and famous. Don't fucking pay any Sharmuta a cent, okay? Unless the bitch is fucking making you a sandwich, don't pay the bitch anything, okay? So the bottom line here, guys, is do not get fooled by these scammers and grifters. Do not look at these people with envy. I mean, I know, you know, when you go and you see that some Sharmuta who has pretty much no content whatsoever, like Roma Army, making $30,000 a month, and here I am losing $600 a month, you know, it's kind of disheartening. But at the same time, man, you have to say, hey, at least what I'm doing is halal, you know? So, this is why a lot of people, coincidentally, guys, This is why a lot of people are abandoning Islam. This is why a lot of people have abandoned Christianity, because they're like, hey God, I'm doing things the way you want me to do, and not only am I losing and getting my ass kicked, but these people are doing everything you told them not to do. They're making tons of money. They got the fame. They got the fortune. You know what fucking what Roma Army is doing? She's scamming people by telling them, oh, I love men, I care about men, when in reality she's a fucking rabid feminist. You know, so she's scamming people, she's selling her nudes, I mean, that's fucking haram, yet she's making $30,000 a month. That's off of Patreon alone. That probably doesn't include another $10,000-$20,000 she's making off of YouTube ads. And then you got people like me, you know, I'm not making a cent off of YouTube. In fact, I checked my YouTube analytic, guys, I'm making like $5.40 off of YouTube ads a month, you know. So yeah, I mean, for a lot of you guys out there, man, the reality of the matter is haram money might actually be the way to go. This is just how bad it is. And again, you know, Islam told us that the time we live in, this is the worst time for the faithful. Let me say that one more time. The time that we are living in right now, this is the worst time for the faithful people. In fact, Islam tells us the Antichrist will come with two rivers. A river that is cool water and a river that's boiling lava. But here's the deal. It's really the other way around. What appears to be a level of cool, a river of cool water is really a level of boiling lava. And what appears to be a river of cool water is really a river of boiling lava. See, this is what keeps me going with MGTOW TV. This is what keeps me going doing halal stuff rather than haram stuff. It's because, here's the thing, selling your pussy like Roma Army and Amaranth, you know, scamming people like Yo 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 Homie Yo and Hamza, that's the cool river, but in reality that's really the hot boiling river. Now, opposite of that, you know, spending $600 a month out of your own pocket, you know, working tirelessly and needlessly on a platform that appears to be not going anywhere, you know, that might be the hot boiling lava. But hey, maybe, just maybe, this is really the cool water. I mean, that's really what keeps me going with MGTOW TV. Otherwise, I would have shut down MGTOW TV like years ago. But yeah, like I said, guys, I'm going to be starting a new platform. It's gonna be using MGTOW TV APIs and everything, but that new platform is gonna be strictly for live streaming and super chats. You know, at the end of the day, man, as a Jew, I have to make money off of the misery and frustration of the goyim, man. At the end of the day, guys, it's, you know, all these people who do live streams, it's all about money, man. You know, that's why they do live streams. Ain't nobody gonna waste several hours of their life doing a live stream if they're not making money off of it. So why can't I be the top live streaming platform in the world? I mean, we already have the lowest commission in the world. I mean, we take 10% plus 30 cents. Eventually, we're gonna get rid of the 30 cents. So let's say you get a $10 super chat. Well, guess what? You're gonna get $9. And we're gonna get, you know, 10%. So we do have the lowest super chat rates in the world. It's just that with the new platform I'm gonna be building, it has to be about live streaming and super chats only. Now, of course, with MGTOW TV, you can, you know, you can watch and you can chat for free, no problem. But this new platform I'm gonna be working on, guys, it's gonna be only for live streaming and super chats only, because at the end of the day, man, even I gotta make money, man. You know, wasting $600 a month out of my own pocket, you know, that's not something that's sustainable in the long run, especially after having MGTOW TV for 4 years. You know, we're no better off today than we were, actually we're worse off today than we were in the beginning, because at least in the beginning with MGTOW TV, you know, we didn't have that much content, we didn't have that much viewers, so, you know, our content storage and our live streaming bill wasn't that bad. It was only a couple of dollars back then. But now, because our live streaming and our, whatchamacallit, and our content storage bill is so fucking big, you know, we're actually worse off now than in the beginning when MGTOW TV started. Even though we have more viewers and more videos, it's just that the more viewers and the more videos we have, they don't translate to money, okay? Because at the end of the day, man, there are real world costs to running MGTOW TV. You know, all those videos, they're stored somewhere, okay? All those live streams, you know, that bandwidth, that costs money, man. So, yeah, I'm just gonna go forward using my brain to the best of my ability. Just keep on trucking. Yeah, man, I'm just gonna keep on trucking, man. See what happens. I just wanted you guys out there to understand, man, unless you're willing to do something haram, unless you're willing to become a fucking scam artist, making money the righteous way is pretty damn near impossible, if not outright impossible. And hey, maybe this is God's way of telling us, hey man, leave society altogether. Get your fishing rod, get your casting net, you know. Maybe if you are the type of person to, like, hunt game, you know, maybe get your bow and arrow and gun. Maybe this is really God's way of telling us, man, just detach from it all. Because the reality of the matter, guys, if I close down, like, MGTOW TV and I have no cost, I got my fishing rod, I got my fucking casting net. You know, I don't even need to buy bait, you know? Maybe I have to buy a freaking hook every now and then, but honestly, how expensive are hooks, you know? Like a dollar will get you like fucking 10 hooks, you know? That's not expensive at all. So, you know, that's another thing to think of. You know, maybe God is purposely making it very, very hard for us to make money in the mainstream world, because maybe this is just God's way of telling us, hey, detach from society altogether. You know, come to think about it, maybe, just maybe, this bridge going out today was actually a catalyst for me to think about something like this. Because the reality of the matter, guys, is that if I just quit DoorDash, I quit MGTOW TV right now, I'll do fine. I got the fishing rod right here, you know. I got the casting net in the back. So, this is what I want you guys to think of, you know. Should you bother trying to make money in the mainstream world we're looking at? Or should you just detach from society altogether and just hunt and forage for food like we did, you know, for thousands of years? So, think about that part, guys, okay? It's damn near impossible, if not impossible, to make money through the righteous ways. And maybe this is God's way of telling you, hey man, detach from society, because like we saw, you know, the bridge went out, not a problem. I'm sure they'll be able to fix it in a day or two, okay? But imagine if that bridge got bombed. Imagine if the power plant got bombed, you know? Those are pretty much life-ending scenarios, man. Look, there's, can you guys see that? That's a bridge over there, right? See? There is no way to get out of small town USA unless you take the bridges. You know where I'm at, guys? The only way to get out of this town is to get on a bridge. So if the big bridge goes out, then the small bridges like that bridge over there, that will have hours and hours of fucking traffic on, you know? So, you guys watching this video, man, you gotta make a conscious decision right now. For all of you guys out there who made your money, you got your business set up, things are good, you know, good for you. But for all of you guys out there who are like, how do I make money? How do I make money? You gotta make a conscious decision right now. Either I literally keep on trucking and try to make money the halal way, which is gonna waste a whole lot of time, brain power, or perhaps even money on my side, or I detach completely from society, get a bicycle, a fishing rod, and, you know, a casting net, or in case you hunters out there, you know, a gun or a bow and arrow. Because, you know, if you think about it, trucking is the best way to actually make money, because trucking is fucking real work, okay? You know, you gotta move shit around the country. Trucking is real work. In fact, all the Indian people I know who were driving cab back in the day, because of Uber, they left cab and now they're driving trucks and they're making $10,000 a month. You know, no college education, no nothing. They're making $10,000 a month. But at what expense, you know? They're working 70, 80 hours a week minimum. They don't have the energy, they don't have the time to do anything. So if I became a truck driver, guys, you know, I wouldn't have to, you know, if it wasn't real talk, if it wasn't for MGTOW TV, I'd be a fucking truck driver right about now, you know. One of the Indian guys I know, because he has a house back in India, his parents' house, you know, he's able to work in America as a truck driver for 3 months, you know, make $30,000, and then he goes and lives in India for like 6 months, you know. With me, Amar Mitwali, I want something that makes me money while I sleep, you know. My parents made money off of real estate. That's how they make money while they sleep. I want to make money while I sleep, you know. This is why I'm working on MGTOW TV, GiveSend Bro, WooTube, because I want to be able to make money while I sleep. And I actually do make money while I do sleep. For example, when TFM does one of his super long live streams, sometimes I fall asleep and, you know, I'm actually making that 10%. But the thing is, with MGTOW TV, guys, we just need to scale up the number of live streamers. We need to scale up the number of revenue generating options we have, you know. I've told you guys before, the best way to support MGTOW TV is to buy a membership, boost videos, super chat the content creators, you know. That's the best way to support everybody. With MGTOW TV, we use a wallet based system, so you only use the money you put on the system, you know. Because, you know, there are people out there who back in the day, guys, there are people out there who paid a subscription when it came to a membership, like $1, $5, $10, and they don't use the site anymore, but they're still getting billed for the subscription. You know, maybe you guys forgot about the subscription, maybe you didn't bother to cancel the PayPal subscription, and you guys are getting billed really for no reason. And I don't like that. This is why I did the wallet system, because if you, you know, if you put in $10 for the pro membership and then you like forget about MGTOW TV, well, guess what? You're not gonna get charged again because the money is not in your funds. You know, I know some of you guys have been asking me, Amr, how, well, can't we do the old option where we just get charged by PayPal or Stripe every month? It's like, we can do that, but again, a lot of people out there, they use the website for a month or two and then they forget about the website, but they're getting charged for no reason, and I don't like that, man. I'm a firm believer that you should pay for what you want to use, you know. Imagine going to a restaurant and paying $50, but you're only going to use $10, you know. You know, these companies out there who give you like fucking store credit and gift cards, they're, and gym memberships, you know, they're hoping that you don't actually use the gym membership. They're hoping that you, for, you know, that you lose your gift card, you know. But at MGTOW TV, guys, you know, if you're not using the website, I don't want you to get charged for it, even though you not using the website and still getting billed for not using the website is actually in my best interest. I don't want you to get charged for something that you're not using, you know. So this is one of the reasons why I'm telling you guys, it's so damn hard, near impossible, to make money today if you are righteous. So this is probably gonna be one of the most important videos you guys watch from me, because a lot of you guys out there are in the situation I'm in, where you're like, okay, I can scam people, I can sell pussy. Well, if you're a girl, you're selling pussy anyways. But for you as a guy to make money righteously, that's damn near impossible. So you either have to scam or do something haram, maybe sell drugs to make money. I'm just here to tell you, man, that if you want to be righteous, you want to continue doing things with morals, honor, dignity, integrity, you just have to make a conscious decision. Either you're going to live a minimal lifestyle and totally detach yourself from society, or you decide to keep on trucking, maybe literally. Again, best way for you to make money today without fucking scamming people is becoming a truck driver, okay? But you're going to waste 60, 70 hours a week doing it. You're not going to have any time to do anything other than becoming a truck driver. So, yeah, man, that's pretty much the video that I have for you guys. We live in an attention-based economy. People want attention from you, and they want attention from you to make money. And one last thing, man, when you see these big celebrities, you know, making a splash in the media, this is what the Jews are saying: look at this hand, look at this hand, look at this hand. You know, you guys know the hidden hand, you know, the hidden hand the Freemasons have, where when you look at the Freemason, his hand is like hidden behind, inside his coat, right? That's the hidden hand, okay? See, the hidden hand, this is a real hand, okay? This is what's really going on. But this over here, hey, I'm Amaranth, my husband is abusing me. Hey, I'm Sylvester Stallone, I'm gonna get divorced. This here, this hand, it means absolutely nothing, man. This is just a distraction for the goyim. But this hidden hand, this hand that's hidden under the coat, that's what's up. So you guys out there, when you see retarded, frivolous news like Amaranth crying on the internet saying her husband is abusing her, you have to ask yourself, what's really going on? Is this her way of getting more money from her beta male simp manginas? Is this the Jew way of taking attention off of something else, you know? We now hear that Kanye West wants to buy Parler. Man, listen, guys. Kanye West, listen. You don't make it into the Zionist system unless you have bowed down to the Zionist, you know. You take me for example. I was Andrew Tated off of YouTube before Andrew Tated, before Andrew Tate was Andrew Tated. So you have to ask yourself this question, man. When you see these Hollywood celebrities like Kanye West, you know, coming out, maybe even Elon Musk, you know, saying, oh, I don't support the war in Ukraine. You have to ask yourself the trillion-dollar question. These are all people who bowed down to the Zionists, and that's how they made their money, their fame, their fortune. And now all of a sudden, they're going against the Zionist narrative. Something is up, okay? You guys got to understand something, you know. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. The Zionists, they don't shine a spotlight on you unless you're one of two things. Unless you're an useful idiot like most Muslims are, or you are in on it like fucking Donald Trump and perhaps even Kanye West. So, a lot of scams are going on, guys. People want your attention. They want your attention, so they want money from you. And a lot of these people out there who are saying, oh, look at me, look at me, look at me, you know, they're telling you if you become like me, you too will have fame and fortune. But all you have to do is buy my courses, call me up on the phone for $1,000 an hour so I can tell you, yo, 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 homie, yo, I'm alpha. But the reality of the matter, man, is that a lot of these people out there, they're just flat out scammers, grifters. They want your attention simply because they want to make money off of you. At the end of the day, guys, if you want to support a content creator out there, by all means, go for it, you know. Maybe give them a couple of dollars. Don't give people $3,000 like some simp who gave Amaranth $3,000. It's like, the bitch is already a multimillionaire, bro. Your money to her, I mean, she probably, your money to Amaranth is probably a rounding error on her fucking bank statement. So if you guys want to support the content creator out there, you know, genuinely support the content creator, yeah, by all means do it. You know, give them a couple of bucks a month, no problem there. But don't get caught up in the whole, what's this, Amaranth, abusive husband, Sylvester Stallone, divorce, you know. This is why I come fishing a lot, man, because fishing is probably the most natural thing you can do. You know, it makes you detached from, you know, from the rest of reality. So, yeah, man. Yeah, it's super hard to make money out there, man. Super hard to make money if you are righteous. And things will only get worse for us. In fact, I think things will get worse for us until Jesus comes back, you know. So if you think you have it bad right now, it might become even worse for you. So the easy way to make money, guys, I don't want to say it's easy, but this is like almost the surefire way to make money. Just become a truck driver. If you guys don't want to invest the brain power and money like I'm doing right now with MGTOW TV, just become a truck driver, okay? That's a surefire way for you to make money. A lot of these companies out there, they will train you for free. Obviously, they're gonna own you, you know, for the next couple of years. And another thing, if you really want to become a truck driver, guys, one of my Indian friends, he told me that there is a truck driving academy in Bakersfield, California. They're super cheap. They're like, you know, $1,000, $2,000. You know, if you don't have $1,000, $2,000, you know, go work fucking DoorDash. You know, I mean, you can make $2,000 on DoorDash. You know, when I was in LA, man, when I was back in San Francisco, LA, I was working 15, 16 hours a day doing DoorDash. I was living in a car. Yeah, you can make $2,000 doing DoorDash, Uber Eats, if you're working, if you're willing to work 15, 16 hours a day, live in a car, you will make $2,000 clean a month, you know. So, yeah, if you guys out there are like, fuck it, I tried every halal method, every method that is moral, righteous, to make money, and it's only getting worse for me. Just become a truck driver. And again, Bakersfield, California, look up truck driving academies in Bakersfield, California, you know. Maybe ask one of the truck drivers. We have a lot of truck drivers on MGTOW TV. Aaron Clary has a stable of truck drivers who are sub to him, you know. Just ask him, hey man, where can I get my truck driving certificate as quickly as possible and as cheaply as possible? Because at the end of the day, guys, you want to be free as a bird, you know. There are companies out there that will train you for free, but they're gonna end up owning your asses for X amount of time. If you're watching this video, man, you don't want your ass to be owned by anybody else. So if you're gonna become a truck driver, man, spend the money out of your pocket. Yeah, sure, it might cost a couple of $1,000s, but hey, man, you're not gonna be owned by anybody else. And again, the Indian guy I know back in California, he works as an independent truck driver. He comes in, works 3 months, makes $30,000, then he goes, lives in India for a half a year, man. So if it wasn't for MGTOW TV, guys, I'd be a fucking truck driver. But like I said, guys, I am gonna keep on trucking along with MGTOW TV. I'm going to focus more on money making features for us. And again, guys, if you guys want to help out the platform, buy a membership, super chat, boost videos. And the best thing to do, guys, is go to givesendbro.com. Of all the platforms I have, I think GiveSendBro is actually the most profitable. And the reason why GiveSendBro is profitable is that GiveSendBro is not a video sharing platform. So that means, you know, even though we take 5%, it simply means that we're really not paying much for storage and shit like that. Because, you know, what are you storing? You know, not much. You know, most videos are linked on other platforms. If anybody uploads anything, you know, they're uploading, you know, something that's maybe a megabyte or two, so that's really not much storage. And the streaming for content on GiveSendBro is pretty much negligible. So if you guys want to support out the platform, go on GiveSendBro. TFM is there, Terrence Pop is there. I have them on the featured section. Go there, sub to their content. You're gonna help them out. You're also gonna help me out as well. If you're another MGTOW TV content creator and you're on GiveSendBro, and you have your GiveSendBro monetized, because you can join people on GiveSendBro for free. You know, you can join me on GiveSendBro for free. I mean, I'm not posting there because I'm just so damn busy. You know, like I said, the only reason I did this video was because I got stuck in traffic. And the only reason I did the video yesterday was because I was at Walmart, they're fixing the car, and I'm like, you know what, let me do something fucking productive. But yeah, if you're a MGTOW TV content creator, you're on GiveSendBro, and you want me to feature you there, just make sure your GiveSendBro is monetized, where people pay to access your content. Also, at the same time, you guys on GiveSendBro, you can actually tip content creators. You can buy stuff from content creators. For example, if any of you guys out there want me to do a custom video for you, for $25, I'll do a custom video. So if you know, we had a guy ask about the gins. He was like, hey, Amr, can you do a video about the gins for $25? I did a video for him. You know, it usually takes me a week from the time I get your request to do a custom video. Takes me about a week to get that video going for you guys. So if you're a content creator out there and you want to get paid for people requesting videos, use MGTOW, use GiveSendBro, okay, guys? And the good thing about GiveSendBro is that we only take 5%, you know? That's kind of like trying to run the credit card through yourself, you know? If you guys try to run a credit card through yourself or use PayPal, they take like 2.9% plus 30 cents. So with us taking a flat 5%, we might even be cheaper than freaking PayPal. I mean, if you have something on MGTOW TV, like a $10 a month membership, or $10, or you're selling something for $10, you know, GiveSendBro, it's actually cheaper to go through us with the 5% commission, because that 30 cents that's being added on by PayPal and, you know, Stripe, you know, that makes the 2.9% actually become hella more than the 5%. And when we pay out, guys, we have several ways to pay you out. You know, we don't even have to pay you out with PayPal, because they will charge you the transaction fee. I think I can pay you out with I'm working with Pioneer right now. I can pay you out through Chase. I'm with Chase, like Kanye West. I'm with Chase. If you guys want me to pay you out through Chase, I can do that. I can pay you out using old-fashioned shit like that. So yeah, if you guys wanna to put up exclusive content, sell digital products like video requests, shit like that, put that stuff up in GiveSendBro, guys. Again, everything is a flat 5%. Whether you're selling a membership for exclusive content, that's 5%. Whether you are selling a video request, that's flat 5%. So you guys out there, utilize GiveSendBro. I'm actually working on GiveSendBro, customizing it myself to make it better. TFM has given me a lot of good information on how to make GiveSendBro even better. And like I said, man, before this whole traffic jam thing, I was actually at Starbucks customizing GiveSendBro. In fact, I might even go back to Starbucks now to customize it even further. So yeah, guys, things are getting really, really hard for the righteous to make money. Don't forget Better Bachelor. He's number one to win $250,000 for that, for being a big seller of Harry's razors, I believe it is. So if you guys want to buy razors from Harry Razor via Better Bachelor's link. That way we make sure, God willing, that he ends up winning, because he said, you know, that $250,000 he's going to win, he's going to use it for the benefit of, you know, building a men's retreat, a men's community. And Better Bachelor, you know, he seems like a good guy. You know, maybe God decided to bless him. So yeah, at least let's help out Better Bachelor. Like I said, he's already number one, but we don't know how far number one he is. You know, he could be winning by a 1 point, or he could be winning by 10,000 points. We don't know. So if you want to buy razors, you want to buy good razors, buy it from Harry Razors, and you can do so via Better Bachelor's URL, which is found in his videos. Even on MGTOW TV, if you watch Better Bachelor's videos on MGTOW TV, the link for the Harry Razors awards, that's gonna be in the description here on MGTOW TV. That way we make sure that, God willing, of course, Better Bachelor does win that $250,000 prize. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.